In 60 and 61 AD, the mighty Roman Empire was attacked by a coalition of British rebels, led by a woman, a Celtic queen who had been tortured and her daughters raped by the Romans. Driven by anger and revenge, she led her followers on a rampage through the heartlands of Britain. Her name was Boudica. In Celtic, her name meant victory, and she subjected the Roman legion to a defeat that was rare for even the most elite soldiers of the ancient world. Her goal was clear: to get the Romans out of the lands her husband had ruled, and then out of Britain altogether. Today, Boudica is celebrated as a national hero and a universal symbol for the human desire for freedom and justice. When I kayaked alone 600 miles to Timbuktu in Mali, most of the men were shocked to see me. Women don't paddle there, it's the man's job. So I was defying a major social custom. And of course, I wasn't accompanied by a man, which was even more shocking. Still, invariably, the women in the villages I passed would line up on shore to yell, "Femme forte!" Strong woman! And cheer me on, and that was great. In Papua New Guinea, it was a different matter. In remote regions of the country, most tribal people believe that women possess harmful energy that can poison or hex men. Hunters actually blamed me for chasing prey away with my poisonous female presence.